Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
We will glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In whom is our salvation, our life, and resurrection.
Let us pray.
Lord Jesus Christ, take me along that holy way you once took to your death. Take my mind and my memory, and above all, my reluctant heart. Let me see what you once did out of love for me and all of the world. Amen.
The first station. Pontius Pilate condemns Jesus to die on the cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus is brought to stand in front of Pontius Pilate, the judge. Pilate is afraid of the angry crowd, so despite his innocence, Jesus is condemned to death. Jesus has been beaten before this crowd, but he does not deny himself, yet humbly accepts the punishment given to him by those who had witnessed his miracles. The crowd chants together, "Crucify him!" His commitment to entering our lives completely begins its final steps. He has said yes to God and placed his life in God's hands. We follow him in this final surrender and contemplate with reverence each place along the way as he is broken and given up for us.
As I view the scene, I am overwhelmed. I look at Jesus, his face, the crown of thorns, the blood, his clothes stuck to the wounds on his back. Jesus' hands are tied behind his back. Pilate has washed his hands of the whole affair. He did this for me, that I might be saved, that I might have eternal life. As the journey begins, I ask to be with Jesus, to follow his journey. I express my thanks and love.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, forgive me for the ways in which I condemn and pierce others with my words and actions. Help me to love like you and to learn from your example.
Now the cross as Jesus bore it has become for us who share it the jeweled cross of victory.
The second station, Jesus carries his cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus has endured a sleepless night, betrayal of his friends, and a beating that is too horrible to fully imagine. He has been whipped, stripped, and spit on by countless people, some of whom last week treated him as royalty. And now he has handed his cross to carry. The weight of it is far more than any number of pounds we can figure. It represents the weight of all our sins. With each step, Jesus enters more deeply into our human experience. He walks in the path of human misery and suffering and experiences its crushing weight.
What he must have felt as he first took it upon his shoulders. I contemplate the wood of that cross. I imagine how heavy it is. I reflect upon it all means that Jesus is carrying it. I look into his eyes. It's all there. He did this for me. So I place myself with him in this journey, in his anguish, in his freedom and surrender, in the love that must fill his heart. With sorrow and gratitude, I continue the journey. Moved by the power of his love, I am drawn to him and express my love in the words that come to me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me not to forget the load that you carry for me. Give me the strength and the courage to let go of those things that separate me from you.
Weak and prodded, cursed and fallen, his whole body bruised and swollen, Jesus tripped and lay in pain.
The third station, Jesus falls the first time.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The weight of the cross is unbearable. The pain becomes too much and Jesus falls under it. How could he enter our lives completely without surrendering to the crushing weight of his cross? He lies on the ground and knows the experience of weakness beneath unfair burdens. He feels the powerlessness of wondering if he will ever be able to continue. No one is there to comfort him. He is pulled up and made to continue.
I stare at the weakness in his eyes. I can look at his whole body and see the exhaustion. As I behold him there on the ground, being roughly pulled up, I know forever how profoundly he understands my fatigue and my defeat. He did this for me. In grief and gratitude, I want to let him remain there. As I watch him stand again and again, I gain an inner strength. I accept his love and express my thanks.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to remember your courage and perseverance when you fell. Give me the courage to get back up when I fall. Help me remember that it is worth it to live as you lived.
Jesus met his grieving mother, she who made the Lord our brother. Now the sword her heart has pierced.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Amid the shouts and jeers from the crowd, one voice begins to stand out. Jesus' path takes him to a powerful source of his strength to continue. All his life, his mother had always been there for him. Her yes to the Father has been a light in the darkness. And now, in Jesus' hour of darkness, she is there. They look into each other's eyes. How pierced through her heart must be, how pained he must be to see her tears. Now her grace-filled smile blesses his mission and stirs his heart to its depth. Love and trust in God bind them together.
As I watch them in this place along the way, I contemplate the mystery of love's power to give strength. I see the sorrow in their eyes, and my heart aches for every mother who has lost a child to tragedy or violence. I look at the two of them carefully and long for such love and such peace. He did this for me. I look for the words to express what is in my heart.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to remember that I am never alone in my struggles. Help me to see my parents as you saw yours. Help me to know their love for me, and when things are hard between us, help me to remember the light of your mother in my life.
Simon stopped in hesitation, not foreseeing his proud station, called to bear the cross of Christ.
The fifth station, Simon helps Jesus carry his cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The soldiers who have been beating Jesus all day appear to have a moment of compassion, yet instead their selfish motives to follow their orders are clear when Simon the Cyrenian is pulled from the crowd to help Jesus carry the cross. Jesus enters into the experience of all who must depend upon others to survive. He is deprived of the satisfaction of carrying this burden on his own.
I look into his face and contemplate his struggle, his weariness and fragility. I see how he looks at Simon with utmost humility and gratitude. He did this for me, so I feel anguish and gratitude. I express my thanks that he can continue this journey, that he has help, that he knows my inability to carry my burden alone. I say what is in my heart with deep feeling.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, open my ears to hear the ways that you are calling me to serve. Help me follow Simon's example of helping others. Help me to know what it means to be a true and faithful servant.
Brave but trembling came the woman. None but she would flaunt the Romans. Moved by love beyond her fear.
The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus' journey is brutal. He experiences rejection and injustice. The thorns cut deeply into his head, and seeing has become nearly impossible. His face shows the signs of his solidarity as he faces this burden alone. As Veronica approaches, she walks differently than the others. As she reaches out her hands and wipes Jesus' face with her veil, suddenly her face of compassion becomes clear. No words are necessary. Both their eyes and faces say it all. On her veil, she discovers the image of his face, his gift to her, and for us to contemplate forever.
What does the face of Jesus hold for her? There were no words exchanged, just a moment of gratitude. Seeing her move to comfort Jesus despite the soldiers' violent threats gave me the courage to continue this journey. Can I embrace him with his face so covered with his passion? He did this for me. In wonder and awe, I behold his face not wiped clean and see the depth of his suffering. I say what I can say to express my gratitude.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to see your presence in others. Give me the courage to follow Veronica's example of treating others with love, even when no one else does.
Prostrate on the dust he crumbled, flogged in body he resembled. all our brothers poor and scorned.
The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The road is so long and the cross is so heavy. Even with help, Jesus, exhausted, falls down again. The soldiers are enraged and yell at and whip him. The shouts become louder and harsher. Jesus knows he is suffering for the sins of the world and must fulfill all that is written about him. He must be faithful to all the Father's promises to his people. Remembering his love and faithfulness, he gets up and with his wounds full of dirt, he keeps walking.
As I behold him there on the ground, with all the agony taking its toll on him, I let my heart go out to him. I store up this image in my heart, knowing that I will never feel alone in my suffering. With this image of Jesus on the ground before me, I reflect on how I have failed to keep my promises and been less than faithful. He did this for me, so I express the feelings in my heart.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to believe in your faithfulness and love for me. Give me the grace to follow through on my word to others. Help me to be a person of integrity.
May our sympathy for Jesus turn to those who here now need us. May we see Christ bruised in them.
The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The women of Jerusalem and their children come out to comfort and thank Jesus. They have seen his compassion and welcomed his words of healing and freedom. He has broken many social and religious conventions to connect with them. Now they are here to support him. They are crying and weeping because they know that he will soon be dead. He feels their grief. He suffers, knowing he cannot remain to help them more in this life.
I look at their faces so full of love and gratitude, loss and fear. I contemplate what words might have passed between them and the strain they saw from his presence. I remember all his tender, compassionate, merciful love for me. I place myself with these women and children to support them. He did this for me, so I let this scene stir up deep gratitude.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to listen to your words of life. Show me ways that I can put you first.
Jesus fell again in weakness, stumbling as we do to lead us through our sorrow and our pain.
The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus reaches the last hill before Calvary. He looks up to see how far he has to go. When he sees the hill where he knows he is going to die, his strength leaves him and he collapses a third time under the weight of his cross. This last fall is devastating. God knows this has to be finished. There is still more pain, still more sorrow to endure. Jesus can barely proceed to the end. Summoning all of his remaining strength, supported by his inner trust in God, he keeps going.
I pause to contemplate Jesus there on the ground, the brokenness that makes me whole, the surrender that gives me life. How difficult it must be to be him, fully God and fully man. I can see the excruciating pain in his eyes, yet his spirit is complete. I pause to experience and receive how complete he loves me. He is indeed completely poured out for me. As I treasure this gifted experience, I express what is in my heart.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to follow your ways. Help me remember your victory over my sin. Give me the grace to recognize when I sin and the desire to sin no more.
Stripped and jeered by his own nation, Jesus stood in desolation, giving all he had to give.
The 10th station, Jesus is stripped of his garments.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The crowd followed Jesus and the soldiers to the top of Calvary Hill. Jesus is stripped of his garments and his dignity. The wounds on his back are torn open again. The guards laugh and shove Jesus. He experiences the ultimate vulnerability of the defenseless. No shield or security protects him. As the crowd stares at him, his eyes turn toward heaven.
I pause to watch the stripping, so vulgar and full of hate. I contemplate all that is taken from him and how he faces his death, completely vulnerable. I reflect upon how much of himself he has revealed to me, holding nothing back. As his eyes turn to heaven, I am humbled by his presence in my life. As I look at him in his humility, I know that this is for me, and I share my feelings of gratitude.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to look past the outside of others. Help me not to judge them by how they look or what they wear. Help me to find my self-worth and identity in you.
Pierce the hands that blessed and cured us. Pierce the feet that walked to free us. Walked the hill of Calvary.
The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Huge nails are hammered through his hands and feet to fix him on the cross. He is bleeding more seriously now. As the cross is lifted up, the weight of his life hangs on those nails. Every time he struggles to pull himself up to breathe, his ability to cling to life slips away. More pain and more humiliation for Jesus.
I make myself watch the nails being driven through his flesh, and I watch his face as the unimaginable pain jolts through his body. I am angered by the soldiers, but quickly realize that he carried his cross and is being crucified for me. My sins led him to that cross. I contemplate his entry into our lives. Can there be any pain or agony he would not understand? He did this for me. Nailed to a cross forever proclaimed liberty to us. What sorrow and gratitude fill my heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, I am sorry for nailing you to the cross with my own sin. Help me to seek your forgiveness and mercy for the times that I continue to sin.
Life eternal, death defiant, bowed his head, the world was silent. Through his death came life anew.
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Above his head is the inscription, King of the Jews. He uses his last ounces of life to speak of love and a kingdom to come. Between two criminals with only Mary, John, and Mary Magdalene to support him, Jesus surrenders his last breath. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished.
I stand there at the foot of the cross, side by side with all humanity, and behold our salvation. I carefully watch and listen to all that is said, and then I experience the one who gives life, passed from life to death for me. I console Mary, John, and Mary Magdalene, and let them console me. There are no words to express the sorrow for his pain and the gratitude for his gift.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to never forget your love for me. Help me to know that you died for me. Fill me with comfort in knowing that I never suffer anything you don't understand.
Stunned and stricken, Mary Mother, in your arms was placed our brother. Full of grace, now filled with grief.
The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The first arms that held Jesus are also the last. All the gentleness, reverence, and love denied through this terrible event are now possible. Now, as she holds Jesus' body that is mangled beyond recognition, she sees not only the man she now holds, but also the child she held, and her heart is pierced. All hope seems gone. Jesus' lifeless body lies in his mother's arms. He has truly died, a profound and complete sacrifice.
The afternoon is quiet. I behold this scene at the foot of the cross. I contemplate touching him. I remember all his hands have touched, all who have been blessed by his warm embrace. I pause to let it soak in. He knows the mystery of death. He has fallen into God's hands. For me, that I might love as I have been loved, I pour out my heart to the God of all mercies.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to trust in you. Help me to place all of my hope in you, and give me peace in knowing that you are Lord over all things.
Jesus, Lord, your gift accepted. In 3 days you resurrected. You did first what we shall do.
The 14th station, Jesus is placed in the tomb.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Joseph of Arimathea has the courage to ask the Romans for Jesus' body. As his body is anointed, Mary Magdalene remembers Jesus' eyes penetrating her heart. Tears stream down her face along with the others as they remember his love. Jesus' body is wrapped in clean linens and laid to rest by Mary, Joseph of Arimathea, and a few other women. The huge stone over the tomb is the final sign of the permanence of death, for up until this point is final. Everyone walks away weeping. Finally, all is quiet.
I pause to contemplate this act of closure on his life. I watch as his body is taken up to his final resting place. I stand for a moment outside this tomb. This final journey of his life has shown me the meaning of his gift of himself to me. This tomb represents every tomb I stand before with fear, in defeat, struggling to believe it could ever be empty. In the fullness of faith in the risen one, given by his Holy Spirit, I express my gratitude for this way of the cross. I ask Jesus, whose hands, feet, and side still bear the signs of this journey, to grant me the graces I need to take up my cross to be servant of his mission.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Let us pray.
Jesus, help me to always remember that death is not the end. Give me the strength to say the words, I love you, to those people in my life that I do love. Help me to love every person, not just in words, but with my actions. Jesus, I love you, I need you, and I trust you. Amen.
Jesus risen, be our lover, in your food and in our brother. Lead us home to heaven with you.
The Resurrection of Jesus.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
As the black of the night gives way to dawn, the miracle of new life is recorded. In the brightness of the sun, awareness grips the mind. The tomb is empty, and God-man again walks the earth. The suffering, the hardship, the tortures of his life are now swallowed in the glory of his resurrection. Christ is risen, and the renewed hope of the world cries out, Alleluia.
Oh God, I take one more step back and look at myself. I, by baptism, am united to Christ. My life, your plan, is a reflection of his life. I, too, must undergo certain sufferings, certain hardships that make up my human life. But also, I can overcome all, because that is my Christian heritage. To rise, to be renewed, to be made perfect, to cry out with all the people, my own joyful Alleluia.
Let us pray.
Jesus, I believe that you stayed in the tomb only until the following Sunday. Then you rose from the dead. Thank you for dying for me and for coming back to life. You give me a reason to be happy when things do not go so well for me and my family. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Tremble.